Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Tamita from Family First. I had a missed call.
Yes. So, hello. My name is Mike McCormick.
Yes.
I just want to know, did you guys mail out the W-2 forms? Because if you did, you guys sent it to the wrong address.
Okay, let me just see, because there were a few that were returned. And what, say your name one more time.
Mike McCormick.
Okay, so you're not in this pile. So I would just need you to spell out your first and last name.
First name is Mike. And your last name.
What is it? M I.
M I K E E M.
Mhm.
And your last name is M C C O R M I C K.
What's a good email for you?
ANUBUSMIKE@Yahoo.
Okay, so I got ANUBUSMIKE@Yahoo.com.
Correct.
Okay, I'll mail it to you short. I mean, I'll send it to you shortly to your email.
I already have it. I just want to know, did you guys mail it out? Because the email on the W-2 form, it says 765, and that's not my address.
So I did update it on your actual file. So what I can do is I can resend you the I-9W-4 form, and then you can update the address on there if you would like to do that.
Well, that's the thing about it. Someone put it wrong because the address is correct from all my papers and files. Like, that's why I didn't understand what was going on.
So is it correct on your I-9W-4 form when you did it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. It's updated on your file because I got that message yesterday.
No, that's correct. That's what I'm saying. But on the W-2 form, it says 765. So that's why I'm going to know, did you guys mail it out already before I asked for the, can you send it to me the email?
They were mailed out, yes.
Okay. Because that means somebody won't have my information. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were definitely already mailed out. You've been working for a while?
I've been working with you guys since August.
Okay. Let me just look at your the W-2 really quick.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, so I just looked at it. So on the W-4 that you filled out, it is 756 South 13th Street.
Yes.
Yeah, so that is correct. It was just that on your file, it was, I think, what was it,
765. Somebody made a mistake.
Right, so it ended up going to that address.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I was trying to see if nothing get mailed out because that means somebody will have my information.
Let me see who did. Yeah, I guess when you was on board that they accidentally missed it by that one number. So did you need me to email it?
No, I have the email because I asked Mary to send it to me because I wanted to know was it updated. Because when she emailed it to me, it says 765 South 13th. I was trying to stop if you guys mailed it out. I didn't know you mailed it out already.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying because that's my whole information is on there. If somebody's trying to get it.
I mean, unless they send it back.
Yeah, that would be nice, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Right.
I'm gonna see about it if I can go to the house and see did it get mailed there already. But that's why I was trying to stop because I noticed that you guys didn't have my right information. I didn't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why. Whoever had onboarded you, you know, made that mistake.
Okay.
So did you want to go to the other address, or did you still want me to email it?
Oh, no, I got the W-2 form. I'm going to have to go to the other address and see if you get notes to them already. Hopefully,
okay.
I can ask them. Yeah, I'm just hoping that.
Because we had a few of them that came back, but your name is not on none of these.
Okay.
Yeah, so I apologize about that.
It's all right. I mean, I just have to go from there.
Right. Well, it is updated now, so you won't have this problem next year.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, sure.